everybody. Welcome back to Open Language. This is Tara.
And this is Adam.
And today we have an elementary lesson on the different U.S. time zones.
That's right. And this lesson is a very special lesson because it is a user request.
And who requested this?
This is our super user, Liang Cha 老师.
So shout out to her.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. I'm sure you guys see her stuff in the comments. This question was because she, if I remember correctly, because she has a colleague mm-hmm. who always has to work with people in different time zones.
Yes, this is tricky.
That's right.
So this is a dialogue between a man named Jeff and someone else talking about the different U.S. time zones and explaining what they are.
Okay, so let's go ahead and find out what they have to say.
Dialogue first time.
Jeff, one of my customers based in New York wants to do a call at 8 p.m. EST. What's EST?
It stands for Eastern Standard Time. It's 12 hours behind Beijing Standard Time.
I see. Do you have different time zones in the U.S.?
Yes, there are four main ones: EST, PST, MST, and CST. PST stands for Pacific Standard Time. It's used on the West Coast in places like California.
What about MST and CST?
They are Mountain Standard Time and Central Standard Time. They're used in many other places. For example, Chicago uses CST.
Good to know. Thanks for clearing things up for me.
No worries.
Dialogue, second time.
Jeff, one of my customers based in New York wants to do a call at 8 p.m. EST. What's EST?
It stands for Eastern Standard Time. It's 12 hours behind Beijing Standard Time.
I see. Do you have different time zones in the U.S.?
Yes, there are four main ones: EST, PST, MST, and CST. PST stands for Pacific Standard Time. It's used on the West Coast in places like California.
What about MST and CST?
They are Mountain Standard Time and Central Standard Time. They're used in many other places. For example, Chicago uses CST.
Good to know. Thanks for clearing things up for me.
No worries.
So we start off this conversation with someone asking Jeff, one of my customers is based in New York and wants to do a call at 8 p.m. EST.
EST. Okay, one step at a time here, based in New York.
Right, so that is where the main office is,
almost
where
like
it is located.
Like their base,
mm-hmm.
right? Like where you live. Home,
yes.
Home base.
Base of operations.
Yeah, or even an army base.
Yes.
Okay, but of course, we're not talking about an army base here. It's probably an office building.
Yes.
But now we have the really important thing that is confusing this person, EST.
What is EST?
It sounds like a tax.
It does. We've got a lot of those. And then Jeff actually says it stands for Eastern Standard Time.
Okay, so we're going to see a lot of blah, 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 ST today.
Yes.
And that pretty much is going to be standard time.
Yes.
Every time.
Every time.
But what about stands for?
Right. It represents or it means.
Right. And especially with letters,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, for example, I always, if I'm writing an email,
mm-hmm.
I always sign it ACR, which stands for Adam Christopher Richards.
Right. So, and anytime you see an acronym, and that's what we call those initials, just taking the first letter of every word and putting them together.
Like NASA,
ASAP.
NBA.
Right. All of those stand for and what each of the letters means.
Right. Okay, so we find out that it means Eastern Standard Time.
Right. And it is 12 hours behind Beijing Standard Time.
Okay, so this is actually where I am from in the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's very easy to understand Eastern Standard Time and Beijing Standard Time.
Because it's 12 hours.
Because it's 12 hours. But behind here, it's kind of a funny word, isn't it?
Right. And this is our grammar point for today, comparing behind and ahead of to kind of describe times?
Time, yeah, exactly.
And compare times.
Exactly. So you don't want to say like in front of.
Right.
It's always going to be in Vancouver. Actually, I don't know because we are closer to China.
Right.
But further away in
because
time.
Because it goes the other way.
It's always, it's very, 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 very strange.
Add 3 hours.
Okay. So basically, we understand now that there are many time zones in mm-hmm. Canada, and more importantly, there are many different time zones in the U.S.
Right. So a zone is just means area.
Area.
And time zone is area that has a certain time period.
Right, exactly. I mean, China is such an interesting place for so many reasons.
Yeah.
But just the fact that you guys have One.
It's,
time zone.
It's a massive, like Canada, I believe we have 6 or 7.
Yeah, so many.
And the U.S. has 6 altogether.
Right.
And, you know, China is almost the same size. And
yeah, we are one.
It's one.
One time zone.
But, I mean, it keeps things easy that way.
It makes sense.
It does.
Now, Tara just said, you know, there's 6 or 7. The whole point is that there are 4 main ones.
Right. So these are the important ones on the mainland of the U.S.
Okay.
So it doesn't include Hawaii or Alaska.
Right, 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 right. So main, we can use this word in so many different ways, right?
Important, significant, major.
Right.
Yeah, all of those things. And the 4 main ones are EST, which okay. we've talked about, PST, MST, and CST.
Yeah, these all sound like taxes.
They do. Well, PST in BC actually is a tax.
Provincial sales tax.
Yes.
So these letters can stand for many different things.
Exactly. Great use of stand for again. And so then Jeff says PST stands for Pacific Standard Time.
Okay, so Pacific is the ocean that is between China and America.
Right, and it's on the west coast of North America.
Some people say the best coast.
Well, it is, I mean, personally, because we're in Vancouver, so we follow PST as well.
Right. Now, of course, there are 2 coasts in America, in North America.
North America.
There's also the East Coast.
Right.
Now, East Coast, or the East Coast of Canada is a bit more, how should we say this? Well, they like fish.
It's small towns.
Yes.
Not very populated.
It's very, a lot of old people.
Old people.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Bad weather.
And really bad weather.
Yeah. And a lot of people actually think that Toronto, when they say the East Coast, they think Toronto.
Yeah.
But it's actually, Toronto's eastern Canada.
Right, right.
But not on the coast.
No, we're kind of in the middle. Yeah. Middle towards the east.
Yeah. So what about MST and CST?
Okay, so MST, if you guys look at a map of North America, if you start on the West Coast and go in just a little bit, you're going to see these really, 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 really...
mountainous areas.
Mountain. Well, it's because there's it's called the Rocky Mountains,
yes.
Right? And they go all the way from the top to the bottom.
Right. And we've got the Columbia Mountains in there. So many different mountain ranges.
Right.
And so that is naturally Mountain Standard Time.
Mountain Standard Time. Okay, so what about the other one? Was it CST?
Right. Central Standard Time.
Okay, so this one always confused me because, you know, as we just said, Toronto, it's pretty central,
yeah.
But we don't use central time.
Because you're a little, I think you're just on the border.
Right.
The other side of the CST zone.
That's right. That's right. So central, of course, just kind of means in the middle.
In the middle. So main and central, are those connected?
Well, they can be, right? I mean, they both mean important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the central idea of the book, the main idea of the book.
Right. And in this case, the central time zone includes Chicago, which is a big U.S. city.
Yeah, it's a great one. And I mean, and you could even think, if you want to remember, CST, the C could also stand for Chicago. Sure, just if it helps you to remember.
Yes, definitely. And the person that Jeff is explaining all this to has 2 great expressions here. Good to know.
Good to know.
Just means thanks.
Yeah, thanks. That is good to know.
Yes, and thanks for clearing things up for me.
Yes. Now, if you are a person like me, you will always need to have things cleared up because maybe you don't understand.
Right. So it basically means explaining, or another word is clarifying, make
yes.
things clear.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, if you don't know where you're going, for example, if you're new to a place, then someone can give you really detailed directions.
Mm.
They are clearing things up for you.
Well, I'm always thinking about like arguments.
Because
mm-hmm. I mean, I sometimes get into arguments.
No.
Yeah, sometimes.
Never.
But, you know, sometimes you just need to say, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Right? And that will help clear things up.
Right. And sometimes we also say clear the air.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So it can be for something you don't understand or maybe a problem.
Making peace.
Making peace.
So, yeah. And for me, whenever I have to do math, which thankfully is not very often,
right.
I always need someone to clarify or clear things up for me because it's all cloudy in my head.
Oh, so 2 + 2 = 4.
12.
Oh, okay, well, clear. How about this? How about we let these guys listen to the dialogue again and we will try to clear up these math problems?
Thank you.
Dialogue first time.
Jeff, one of my customers based in New York wants to do a call at 8 p.m. EST. What's EST?
It stands for Eastern Standard Time. It's 12 hours behind Beijing Standard Time.
I see. Do you have different time zones in the U.S.?
Yes, there are 4 main ones: EST, PST, MST, and CST. PST stands for Pacific Standard Time. It's used on the West Coast in places like California.
What about MST and CST?
They are Mountain Standard Time and Central Standard Time. They're used in many other places. For example, Chicago uses CST.
Good to know. Thanks for clearing things up for me.
No worries.
Dialogue, second time.
Jeff, one of my customers based in New York wants to do a call at 8 p.m. EST. What's EST?
It stands for Eastern Standard Time. It's 12 hours behind Beijing Standard Time.
I see. Do you have different time zones in the U.S.?
Yes, there are 4 main ones: EST, PST, MST, and CST. PST stands for Pacific Standard Time. It's used on the West Coast in places like California.
What about MST and CST?
They are Mountain Standard Time and Central Standard Time. They're used in many other places. For example, Chicago uses CST.
Good to know. Thanks for clearing things up for me.
No worries.
So there's one more thing we have to talk about in North America that we have, and not all places in North America, and that is called DST.
Okay, Daylight Savings Time.
Right. So it means we have an expression, we say you spring forward and you fall back.
You fall back. So in the spring, you put your clocks ahead.
Which sucks.
It does.
You lose an hour of sleep.
But then in the fall, in the autumn, you get it back.
Right. And it just helps it's mostly for farmers to make sure there's more daylight.
Light. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So we just adjust. So these time zones will actually change.
Yes.
Either plus or minus an hour throughout the year. And we're just a couple or maybe about a month away from falling back.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The first week of November, I believe.
Oh, so, you know, it's taking me a very long time to get used to Pacific Standard Time.
Right.
And now I have to add an hour, take away, because when we're talking to our friends in China, it's...
You know what? It's all worth it because we get an extra hour of sleep.
Okay. I'll take it.
Yes.
Well, what about you guys? What time zone are you in if you're not in China?
Right. And do you have to deal with people in different time zones?
That's right. Or if you have any other questions, any other comments, we love them all.
We love them all, and we'll try our best to get to them all and respond, and hopefully we can do one of your suggestions coming up.
Okay, guys, as always, thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Take care.